Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm really glad to be back here. I really miss you all when I'm not here. So my testimony is, it starts off a bit of a cliche, you know, like they all do. I grew up in a Christian family, and I gave my life to God when I was about 5 years old. I can still kind of remember it. My memory's a bit hazy, but it's like I am really blessed to have grown up with such solid Christian parents who are really grounded in the Word of God, and I've had like a really good like childhood and stuff, and I didn't really prepare what I was going to say because I didn't want to think about it too much, so bear with me. Through like my teen years, I'm 20 now, and through like when you hit secondary school, it can become a bit challenging. Like you kind of, it kind of makes or breaks you really. But I was kind of just like coasting along as a Christian, maybe not like living a very good example of what a Christian should be, but like kind of running around saying, "No, I'm a Christian," you know, throw up the occasional prayer to God when I needed it. I kind of started growing closer to God maybe around about like 15. It started to get a bit more serious, like I'm either going to go one way or the other, and obviously I wanted to. It's hard when you've grown up believing something, you can't just kind of unbelieve it. It's been a kind of like up and down journey. Sometimes you feel really close to God, other times it's not as easy. This past year I've probably learned God's been teaching me a lot, because I had a really good summer last year. I was home all summer, and then I went back to Glasgow and I was really homesick, and we kind of weren't really settled into any particular church. And it's quite difficult, like if you've not got like a church family around you, then it can be quite hard to kind of push on with God. And sometimes like because I've been so blessed with like a really good family, a really strong circle of Christian friends, like growing up, like you've always had them to fall back on. But this past year has kind of taught me that God will sometimes be the only person that you can rely on at that time, and he's the only person who'll never let you down, and he's always faithful. And so that's just what I've been learning, and I feel he's really strengthened me as well this past year. Just like, because a lot of the times he's been the only person that I could have gone to. So it's been good, and I feel really blessed for that year. I'm kind of a bit of like, I'm like, oh, everything happens for a reason, one of these like fairy romantic people. It's been difficult, but I feel really blessed. Like looking back on it, I feel like God's used that year to kind of teach me stuff, and so it's been really good. And I'd just like, I'll just encourage you to like, even if you feel that if what you're going through, maybe like you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel, just never give up hope, because where there's hope, then there's solutions and stuff. And it is amazing, like we were singing this morning, all the songs this morning seem to be about kind of like God never letting go of you, and it's so true, because even if you're trying to let go of him and you feel like I can't do this anymore, it's too hard, and he's always still holding on to you, even if you feel like he's really far away, he's right next to you, and so it's good. Thank you.